Happy Monday to you and welcome to a brand new week here at It's Time For Me. So yesterday I sent you a text message with just a very brief description of how to set your intentions, and I hope you took the time yesterday to do that. If you didn't, don't worry, maybe take the time today or this evening to do it. It's a very powerful exercise. I spent a bit of time doing mine, and you'll see on the page as well a picture of me sitting down with my meditation music on, my candle burning, my essential oils on my wrists and behind my ears. And I spent about an hour writing out 4 pages of intentions. So I really better get creating and manifesting, as they say. So today and for all of this week, it is about intention setting, goal setting, celebrating your achievements, looking at how far you've come over the course of the year. And it's just going to be a really, really great, motivating, uplifting, and a positive week ahead. So for your first exercise, before we get into anything else today, I want you to write out a list of all of your achievements in 2018 so far. You can make time for this. Sit at your desk with a piece of paper and pen and write them out. If you don't have time to do that, go. If you're even sitting on the toilet, if you only have a couple of minutes to do it, and sit down on the memo part of your phone and write them out. Write them in a text message and send them to yourself. Take out a journal and actually take time to sit if you do have it. But every single thing, big or small, of your wins this year, there's a really important reason to do this, and it is because a lot of times we are so focused on the future or even the past that we get caught up in our fears, we overthink, we get anxiety, we get panic, we feel pressure. And also we're very, very hard on ourselves, and all of next week we're going to be doing a whole week on compassion and self-compassion, and I'm really looking forward to that. But it's important for you to recognize how far you've come. It's important for you to sit down and take the time to do this, because when you actually do, you will see more than what you think you'll have achieved. I want you to celebrate your big wins, but also your small wins. So it could be as simple as, I managed to get through 1 week without feeling anxious. I managed to, you know, finish that project in work, or stop procrastinating on something last week or 2 weeks ago or the last 5 months, whatever it might be. I would be really grateful if you wanted to email me through some of your achievements, or even if you wanted to send me your whole list. Now, some of you might want to do that because it's very private. I completely understand. But if you do want to celebrate them and acknowledge them, feel free to email them across to me and I will email you back. But I just think it's really important for you to just acknowledge this, so that as we move forward over the course of the week, you can already see what you've done. Because the biggest thing about intention setting, the biggest thing about progressing, is that for you to do that, you can actually repeat the successes you've had previously. But if you don't recognize your successes, if you don't take stock of what they are, it'll be very hard for you to relate back to them. So this is your first homework, let's say, of the week. It will not take you long. I hope you take the time to do it. I really do. And tomorrow you'll be able to have some more guidance and more information about how to progress over the course of this week. So I wish you a beautiful Monday, and I look forward to receiving those emails if you want to send them. And if not, I look forward to hearing how you got on writing out all of your achievements. I wish you a beautiful day.